Das ist Daphis Daf Dalet. Und last year we ended with Yifrish Chatzatov Nit Charesh und Nishtata Nishtamed Oshra Beit Shemuta Lechol Chelev. And we explained last year that if there was a moment in which, meaning he separated his Chatat, and then there was a development, meaning he becomes a Shoita, or he becomes a Cheresh, so deaf mute. So therefore, there's a debate whether that's considered a Korban's Nidcha, whether it's rejected or not. Rabbi Yochanan says that is, Reish Lakish says it's not, because it's like him going to sleep. And then we said also Nishtamed Hora Beit Din. Similarly, if he becomes a mashumad, meaning he just becomes apostate, or Beit Din ruled it was mutar, again, there's a question whether the chatat is nidche. That's what we saw. However, Biosi Barabun, Amar Rav Acha, says, Mchalef Shmuata. He switches the positions of Rav Shimon and Lakish from Yochanan. So again, Rav Yochanan understands that he can't nidchit chatato. Rish Lakish says, for example, in Ashota, lo nidchit chatato. Why so? Delo atyite milta Rav Yochanan pligial milta. Because if we don't switch it around, you're going to have a stira. It can be a contradiction. Demar Rav Shimon bar Rava b'shem Rav Yochanan goses zorkin alad adam. Let's say someone's a goses, someone who's on his last throws. Can you throw the dam from chatatot? Because remember, you can't offer a chatat for someone who's passed away. Or importantly here, someone. Well, the question is, what about if it's a shota? So when he's a goses, it says you can contribute Yochanan zorkin alad umidam hashem also from his hashama mashma. It must be that even though he, at the time as a goses, is a bit like a shot in that situation, lo nidchit chatato. His chatato is not nidchit, and it can be offered. Which is, if you don't switch it around, and we have the reading we have in the beginning of the Gemara, then it's going to be a stir in Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says if somebody, when if it becomes a shota, nidchit chatato, it's rejected the chatat. Okay. So the Gemara says Rabban Nekisa Amr Rebchia that. And Rabbi Ami Machlif, the Chad Amar actually Kantanaya. Some actually say that, oh, it's a Machloket here, right here, Rav Ami, I think it is, that one says you have to switch it around, other the stira, and the other opinion says, no, is it like it? We have it like it is. Meaning, Nishtata, again, Yakaresh, Nishtata, or Nishtamed, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nidchit Chatato, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no, Nidchit Chatato. So, according to the one who's machlif, he doesn't have these kashas. Now there's more kashas than the one we just mentioned. What's the other one that's missing that's not mentioned in the Gemara? So the Pnei Moshe fills in the blanks for us. He says ve'idach. This is in Dibur Matchil Manda, the one who switches it. He says this is again 3 lines down. He says ve'idach had a makshe b'Gemara begitin. The pligi hatam. There's machlok the Yochanan Rish Lakish. The hadat nan amar kater gilish. He someone. Says, write a gift for my wife. Achsu, and he ends up becoming going insane at the time. Or like it's a machala that would recover, so he would get his sanity back. But during that period, and during that time, he says, the parts of this kudyakus, this disease, I'm sore. He says, don't write it, don't write it. Ein bevra macharim klum. Then we assume that it's not in a sound state of mind, and it doesn't uproot the get. However, Rabbi Yochanan Svirale, kotvin v'notnim la'atar. You could even write the get and deliver it while he's in the states of Kordiakus, despite the fact he's defined as a shot at that time. So again, this would, if you didn't switch the two shittot, it would be a contradiction, Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan here says that when he's at a state of being a shotter, if you like, then nidche chatato. It's not like he's asleep, it's like his chatat is completely rejected. However, Rabbi Rish Lakish says, no, you can't give it yet. You've got to wait till he yishtapeh. You've got to wait till he recovers. But what does it mean? You don't have to go back to him and ask. However, he has to be of sound state and mind when the get is being written and delivered. Okay, so that would be the other steer if we don't switch it around. Now the Gemara continues. Mi mekabla hemeno. So the Yam says, well, they'd say, well, there's two ways to read this. Yamtin ad sheyachzor ba beitin. So on the place here, I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe. He says, Hashad mafarish lad behifrish chatatov v'chakachor beitin. This is the case where he separated the chatat and beitin says, oh, by the way, it is mutar. You didn't do anything wrong. Okay, you're allowed to eat chalev. Well, ha'iman da amr. The Shita says that lo nidchit chatat. I mean, the chatat's still a good chatat. And he can offer it. The question is, who's going to accept it? So let's go through the case again. We're saying now he ate chaylev, right by mistake. So he's chayv chatah. Beitin comes along and says, "Oh, by the way, this is mutar," and so we're saying lo nidchit chatato. The chatat is not rejected. Mashma what? That he can come and bring his chatat. But the question is, he's going to the Beis HaMikdash and he's going to say, "I've got a chatat for eating chalev." So they get a chatat and say, "What for?" The chalev says, "Once again, you need the ruling of Beitin. It's mutar. You don't have to bring chatat. So who's going to offer the chatat?" And here you either way, either it's an answer or a statement. There's two ways to understand Pani Moshe. Says Yamtir Beitin. He wouldn't be able to offer, and you have to wait till Beit Din repeal their mistaken ruling. So the Gemara says, no. What's the Mishnah mean that even though Hora Beit Din Mutar Lo Nidchit, and it's still considered Korban Chatat, meaning you can still offer it. That's where Ella, the Gemara says, Keshehaya Kohen, Keshehaya Kohen. Avad v'chiper. We're talking about if the kohen, nonetheless, being the person who did this aver b'shogeg was a kohen, and he came and brought his own korban chatat, and he came to the Beis Hamikdash and offered it. Then we're saying that that offering is considered a good offering, so mechaper as lo nidchit chatato. That's what we're talking about. So the first understanding of the Mishnah is that when it says that hifrish chatato and skip a bit, the Beit Din ruled that it is actually that it wasn't an avera what you did mistakenly. And we say lo nidchit chatato. What's it mean lo nidchit chatato? It means that if the kohen himself was the one that did the avera and offered the korban, it was lo nidchit. It's considered a kosher korban that was offered. And even if after they say actually it was an avera what you did, we made a mistake in our ruling, it would say the korban that was offered is a good korban, doesn't bring another korban chatat. That's lo nidchit chatato. The Gemara says, one second, Hayah Shimon ben Azai. Now Hayah Shimon ben Azai is a different case. That was what we says. That's what we said. He has to go ahead and bring his own korban chatat. Okay, but Shimon and we said that it's like Shimon and Azai, and Shimon and Azai is not a kohen, so you can't say that when it says lo nidchit chatato talking about a kohen, because Shimon and Azai wasn't a kohen. So mi mekablei menu, whack back the original question. In a case where an individual knew that Beit Din made a mistake, and we said that he would have to bring a korban chatat because it wasn't toleh badat Beit Din, then the question is, when would he bring this chatat? He can't bring it straight away. No one's going to accept it. So, and the Gemara says, actually, you're right. Yamtin ad sheyachzor ben Beit Din. What it means is, after Beit Din eventually realizes the mistake, he himself would then have to still bring his own korban and the mekabel from him at that time. Yafe. Let's continue. Kamanda malon nidchatato, toldot haraya kahoraya. Now, this toldot haraya kahoraya or horaya behoraya, there's lots of different explanations here. But what the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, which is he says that Barak basically explains this with, is as follows. I'll just show you now the Pnei Moshe inside. He says, "Klomar lahayman daban lo nidchit." Okay, it's lo nidchit. Ubiyachid shachlu chelav v'frishchata tovachachol beitin shechelav mutar. Okay, and in other words, he did an aveira, he ate chelav. Okay, and he separated the korm chatat. And after beitin come along and say, actually chelav's mutar. Now we've just said that he can bring his own korban after Beit Din realized a mistake. Meaning that korban is lot nidchit. That according to that shita, it's still a kosher korban, despite the fact Beit Din, in the intervening period, basically said that it is not navera. Miu, that's a yachid. The question is, how does it affect the ravim? I'll just skip a few lines. Do we say toldot haraya haynu shonol davenit chadesh haraya achar sha'achlo chaylev? Havai koraya kamosha achlo mataraya. So in other words, toldot haraya means not a ramification of this teaching, which is how others explain it. But Moshe says toldot haraya means that he did the aveira before Beit Din come along and said that it is actually the mistake in haraya. Do we say that he is now counted, if you like, amongst the majority of people? Okay, so I'll explain as we go in more details as we go along. Okay, and not asking this for Beit Din, meaning is he counted amongst the majority that would now swing it to the fact whether Beit Din dechayv ben korban or not. So let's just see in the Gemara. Command amar lo nidchat chatatot haraya koraya. Horaya, so that's saying it is koraya, we'll get to that soon. However, horaya behoraya, mayin shehitztarfu. Now, horaya behoraya, we'll understand what that is when we get to it in the Gemara. So, heichi, what's the case? Achlu tzibur chalavim v'frish korbanotehem. So, a majority, let's say, people made these mistakes regarding chalev. For example, there was, a major distributor of meat in Eretz Yisrael, and he was giving everyone asur chalev, and they made a mistake, and they didn't realize, finally, make mistakes, so they like chalev. Okay? And then what happens is, After that, Beit Din ruled achel is mutar. So in Teima Todot Haraya Koraya, if you say that we can count the people that made that mistake regarding Chelev before the ruling, then Beit Din now has a majority of people to follow the ruling. Technically follow the ruling. Explain how this technicality works. It doesn't even make sense yet, even because it seems to precede it, no? However, in Teima Ein Todot Haraya Koraya, then Beit Din mutar. If you say that we don't count that population that made a regular error, a shogeg regarding chaylev before the mistaken teaching, then you don't have a majority yet. So just to explain the svara behind this, I just want to show you. This is towards the end of In Tamar Toldot. It's halfway through Horiyak Horiyah Beit Din Chayvin. The Pnei Moshe says Nahi doko korban lo nidche la'akriv achar kach shichzru b'hem. Individuals that did this aveira before the mistaken horiyah, their korban don't nidche. Fine, we know that. When everything's clarified, they'll bring the korban at the end. Nonetheless, at this point in time, before Beit Din retract that ruling, they can't offer the korban. If Sharla kriv, Kedam, as we said, they can't offer the korban. No one's going to accept the korban. They'd have to wait till the opinions change regarding the matter. That means that that maaseh, the act that they did, even though it was prior to the Horaya, just a bit like Kodim Shandor Horaya, Kemisha, then it was as if now it's being impacted by the ruling because you can't offer a, they can't offer their korban now. So therefore, it should be, it's as if it was after Horaya. In Ken, Hare Dino Karov Tzibur. So it's a beautiful pshat now. In other words, well, it seems to be a question, then it's been resolving it. What it's saying is, they made a large section of the population were over the rate of Shoigek. Then it was followed by a Horaya. Now, there's two ways to understand it. One way is, well, it wasn't related to Horaya, the mistake, so they can't be counted to that population. In terms of, did a majority of people follow it? The impact of Beit Din. They're clearly not part of bringing a Korban. That's no question. Because when they were doing it wasn't Talo by the Horaya at all. It's clear that the individuals, and it relates to the debate whether they need Korban or not. The individuals will have to bring the Korban eventually. The question is now, do we count them into the population? It's the first way of saying, well, they weren't based on Oraya. They have their own korban. They're not, it's not, you can't count them to the where the majority follow the teaching. However, the other way of looking at it is this beautifully as follows. Right now, they can't offer their korban, even though that was done prior to it. They can't offer their korban because of the Horaya. So the Horaya is impacting the Veira, so therefore the Horaya has a reach in a population much greater, including those people that before the teaching as well. So can we count them to see the impact of Beit Din's ruling? Has it impacted a majority of Klal Israel? And in this situation, it has impacted a majority of Klal Israel, and therefore, according to this side of understanding it, and therefore, Beit Din would have to bring a korban. This korban parallel to Vashet Zibor. Okay, that's the two ways. Okay.
Why can't that hora'ah be retroactive?
Meaning, why can't it be? Because we said when it comes, even for the individuals,
Yeah.
because we said that it's only when they did the Aveira, if it was Tola B'Da'at Beit Din, remember? Remember, we even said, by the way, that even if it was after the Raya and they just made a mistake of mix up on the table, we saw that Malachol Brin Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, we can't include that even that situation to be chayv their own korban. Meaning, the only thing that would exempt them from their korban if they was based on a ruling of Beit Din on the individual level. Okay, that's a difference. Now, however, the conclusion is now indeed that Toldar Horaya is Horaya, meaning to assess whether a majority of the population was impacted. I'm not saying followed, impacted by the law of Beit Din, the ruling of Beit Din. You do count those people that even did the Aveira B'Shogeg prior to it, and then yet brought a Korban, because again, they're impacted because they can't bring a Korban. However, what about the next question? Horaya b'horaya, ma'u sheitzdarfu. What's this horaya b'horaya? Sahich yavideh. Horu Beit Din chelav kulya shel yamin mutar v'shel small. V'shel mechaseh is asur. So what it's saying is, now this is tafyomi, right? So the chelav, the forbidden fats. They say the chelav on the kulya, the kidney on the right one is mutar, on the left one is, and that which is mechaseh, the care of that's over the intestine, or part of the intestine area, that's asur. The Chazru and the Beit Din retract, took that back and switched it. So we got the wrong around. Now, this is a question. This is a Horaya B'Horaya. In that, I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe. כגון רוב בית נחלק חוליות של ימין מותר ושל שמאל מותר. אצל שמכסה את צפיין. חזו ככה אחר כך, סקיפינג הביט, והחליפו הורי הטעם, ואמרו חלק חוליות של שמאל מותר ושל ימין אסור. ואכלו רוב ציבור הורי הראשון וכן ברוב שני. The question is, do they, it's a hora baoria, it's still got to do with chaylev. But it's a change within their ruling regarding chaylev. They got it wrong around. Do we treat these as two different horayot, or do we treat them as one horaya? Let's have a look. And it says, if you say that they consider two different rulings, so achar rov rishon v'rishon v'rov v'shniya, and a majority follow the first ruling, a majority follow the second ruling. So in da mitzdaref, if you say that they are mitzdaref, then chayavim, achat, then it's considered only one ruling, so Beit Din after remains one parallel to Rosh Tzibur. V'intem a'im mitzdarfim, if you treat them as two independent rulings, then Beit Din now have had two effective rulings, the majority of the people have followed, and now you have to be chayv to bring two parallel to Rosh Tzibur. Okay. Shtei rayot be'aveira achat. It's interesting here exactly what this is. I changed it for avodah to aveira, because that's the way Pnei Moshe explains it, and also Ribaz also has a kirsa. So what this means is shtei rayot be'aveira achat, ma'ot shitzafor, so heichi avid, what's the case? Achlu rov, v'shachatu rov. Now this is talking about shchotei chutz. So it's one, if you like, it's two harayot within one aveira, about something outside the base of Mikdash. But the harayot, two dinim regarding it, because shechting an offering korban has a big base of Mikdash. It's not like an offering outside the base of Mikdash. And it's correct, let's go over again. Hechivet, achlu rov, v'shachatu rov. So a majority ate kodshim outside the Mikdash, and a majority shechted outside the base of Mikdash. And just to make clear once again, that even if it was I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. Sorry. Shachtu chutz, b'shchutei chutz mitparshei, v'kagon shlamim sheshachtu b'chutz. Okay? A shlamim shechta atzad b'beis mish, d'havei shtei horayot. There are two horayot. Lefi she'asur l'shochtam b'chutz, v'anachu l'ochlam im lo nishtatru b'beim. There's two isurim, two dinim involved. One is, you know, the shechta korban shlamim outside. And even though you're allowed to consume the korban shlamim if it was shechted inside properly, in Yerushalayim, outside the Azara, you're not allowed to consume it if it was shechted outside. Okay. That's really two different oriyot in one avera. That's a question. And a majority consumed it, and a majority shechted it. Okay. Adat Rebbe Meir chayvim achat, but that Rebbe Shimon says chayvim shtayim. So he understands, according to Rebbe Meir, that they are, what's Rebbe Meir and Chachamim? Actually, here, Adat Reb Meir de Amar Bata Chet Azlinan. This is a debate between Reb Meir and Shimon. I think we've seen elsewhere. That according to Reb Meir, you go by the Aveira, the Chet. The Tal B'Shchutei Chutz V'Aveira Chad. It's one Aveira. So therefore, according to Reb Meir, you only chayev one, because meaning who's chayev one? Beit Din chayev one, because it's considered like one Aveira. We go by one Aveira. The Adat de Shimon, Reb Shimon here goes according to Reb Moshe. He goes Batar Yedia Azlinan. Meaning, shuna lo sheta'u b'shchita v'ta'u b'achila, have a ta'u shtein, there's two mistakes, v'chayvim shtein. Okay, so this debate, whether in the case of shtei horayot b'aveira achad, depends if you go batar chet or batar yedia. If you go batar chet, it's one chet, and therefore it's considered one aveira, and if it's batar shtein, sorry, if it's go by yedia, then it's considered two different things, achila and the shchita and achila. It's actually interesting here, the Ribaz, I forgot to mention this before, he understands he says it was ruling regarding one, and then they realized a mistake and made a ruling regarding the other one. So it's very similar to what we the case just above, the Chazru in between. Not sure if Pnei Moshe says that. Anyway, what happens if achlu miyot brishona umiyot bishnia? What if a miyot had a little bit from the first ruling, a little bit from the, and a miyot had from as a consequence of the second ruling? Adat Rebbe Meir chayavim, v'adat Rebbe Shimon p'turim. So once again, whether it's mitzaref or not, we go by the Aveira or the Yediyah, according to his saying. That if you go by the chet, well, it's one chet, so it's mitzaref, and therefore you can have the miyot, two miyot, to combine to rov, to say that now the Beit Din chayav to parallel the Shibur. According to Rebbe Shimon, however, they would be p'turim, because they're considered two independent things, and each one only had a miyot following it. Okay, that's fine. Now, Amar Reb Zira. V'shehot bentayim. What's Yeshua bentayim? The Korban Eder says, this is going back to the Mishnah. And this is referring to, if you remember, if we go back to the Mishnah, we discussed the fact that what happens if they chazru beitin, or go back to mehoru beitin, v'yadu sheta'u, v'chazru behem, v'chazru beitin, v'yu kapar ha-mitchel, v'yu kapatam, v'lachasal pihem, and someone still goes and does the, if you like, according to the ruling of Beit Din is part of Rabbi Eliezer says it's a safek. So this is talking about what we're addressing here is how much time do we give people after Beit Din retract for them to still be, if you like, hinged on the din of Beit Din, okay? Such that to be patur. Like if it's 6 months later, do we say that, oh, he's still based on ruling of Beit Din and they're attracted? Clearly not. So how much time do we give someone? See what the Gemara is addressing. And I put the Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, a different argument here, Bereisha. Says, have a look. Reb Meir says, non nashut ad shishma. It's enough to just hear about it. Now, as long as enough time for someone to hear about it, then can Reb Chayev independently. Now, they can't be exempt by, you know, saying it was pinned on Beit Din. However, Reb Shimon Omer ad shishafa, ishpa, here, he understands it means until he answers, not just he hears it like news, but is everybody hearing news and actually trying to look. I'm trying to understand it. They went into it. They want to hear the din. The bet didn't really mean this. So it's la'ayenbo, really to, I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. He says, shishma b'shofi beror. He hears it with clarity. He just, mamash is, gets into the inyan. Kolomar had Rabbi Shimon potter lo potter el olam ela b'shoch hu da pilig. It's palig. When Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah to appreciate, Rabbi Shimon says patur, it doesn't mean he's completely exempt forever. It means he's exempt in the first few instances until, this is Rabbi Mishnah, until he understands. Okay? Enough time to understand, sorry. As it says, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Taniken, Hora Beitin Beshuk Elyon, Veyachid Beshuk HaTachton, or Beitin Beit, or Veyachid Belya, Patur Ad Shishma Mamash. Meaning, clearly, if he was in the attic and the Chachamim were ruling in the basement or something like that, in a regular house, he would have heard it. But he's still patur until what? Until Shishma Mamash, that he can actually hear that they made a mistake and clarify that this is really ruling a Beit Din. What was it? You know, it's not just a passing news, if you like, that would now detach him now to be chayav on his own. Okay, let's continue. Al dat Rabbi Akiva adain hu safek. So to appreciate this point, this also goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Rabbi Shimon says potter. Now we explain potter means in that median instance. Rabbi Yelzia says it's a safek. Safek meaning I would bring an Hashem Talui because we're not sure whether it's considered like Tolaba Beitin or Tolaba Atzmo because he could have clarified it. Remember, that was the Shidda Reb Eliezer. And then it continued. Halach lo mitayam. Am Rebbe Kiva moni bazeshu karov liptur min achuva. It's close to being patur than chov. Does that mean he's patur? Or does it mean that he's... What does it mean even? Because why don't you just say Rebbe Kiva patur? What is a karov liftor min achovah? It's more reason to be a patur mutar than chayev. The large lashon is funny. So that's what the Gemara is trying to address. It says, al dat Rabbi Akiva adayin hu safek, meaning it's still a safek. So if it's still a safek, what's he even adding? Klomar, Rishoy Pnei Moshe, Klomar, had amar Rabbi Akiva mod ani bazeh shu karov liftor, lav liptu mamash, lo lam kamar, vafilo Hashem et havloi, no! He's rather speaking on the Rebbe Eliezer kai, the kamar safek, the kamar modi ani bazeh netzit sheyesh bo karov liftur. Umi ana aiken nami makom, there's still the grounds for safek, the chayev hu basham talui. He's still chayev hashav. So what then, what's karov liftur then? So that's why the Gemara is going to address exactly what the difference between Rabbi Kiva is saying and Rebbe Eliezer that came before him. They're both effectively saying it's an asham talui in that case. So let's have an understanding. So amrav b'um barchia b'omed ben shtei chumim. Bein Tchumei Eretz Yisrael and Tchumei Chutz La'aretz. That's the Girsa changes. The Pnei Moshe does. So to explain it, says Klomar, Halach Lo Miyatiyam. This person is going overseas. Okay. Diktani Af Al Pish Adain Lo Halach L'Sham. Despite the fact he hasn't gone there yet, El Omed Al Tchum Leilech. He's standing on the Tchum to go. So he's on his way out. Again, other shita we brought before. If you remember, he explained it previously that he was like packing his bags and preoccupied. Here it's saying he's mamash on the Tchum. Since he's already going, in his mind, tarudo, he is completely preoccupied. In that situation, he's too preoccupied in his mind to start finding out what the news are in Beit Din. You're traveling, packing, the kids are going crazy, the whole thing. Okay? That's when Rabbi Akiva says that case is patur. And it's not like going to move, then he would agree with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Eliezer, the Safeku Umevi Hashem Taloi. So to explain here what a Mikrov Laftur means as follows. To go back, Rabbi Shimon says in the first instances, even if his home is he's patur, because if remember, it has to be a significant amount of time. It's not enough just to hear it by the by. It has to be la'embo, trying to understand that what's actually happened, clarify, debating, really to retract what actually happened, understand the story properly. Rabbi Eliezer says if he's yoshev beito, then it says it's a safek. Yoshev beito. Now, what Rabbi Akiva is saying is, I agree yoshev beito is also a safek. That's not korolev tor. I agree that it's also a safek, meaning it's shamtoloi. When do I say that it should be patur? That's when it's mamash yechzik bederech, either it's a mebatchum or kind of shito, he's leaving his house. In that situation, when he's on his way out of, like, to leave overseas, that's when he's so shechish in his head that you can't assume that there's no, something, you can't say he's tole, he is responsible to clarify to himself. He's still tole bebeitin because he doesn't have the mind, the headspace to start thinking of other things. And that's when he's saying he's patur. That's kind of the way Pnei Moshe follows, explains that flow of the sukkah.
Are we assuming there's a chiyuv, the varer, that a person always has to make an effort
Sounds
to
like
be
it.
up on based in?
It sounds
Or
like it. Oh, by the way, I forgot something. There's a bit more in the shiur, Moshe, don't go. So let's just finish the daf. I'll just do a drop more. My mistake. So Rabbi Ami, sorry, a bit more. Rabbi Ami says, "B'shem Rabbi Reish Lakish, Horiah, when it comes to Horiah, what do you go by? Majority, you have to do a survey of all the entire world jury." Says, "No, you go by Yeshivat Eretz Yisrael. All interested in the majority of people within Eretz Yisrael. However, when it comes to Tumah, for example, Pesach, whether you can offer Korban Pesach instead of Tumah, Hilchu Achar Rov HaNichnasim." Again, we saw this discussion about Korban Pesach. You know, I said that Pesach Batumah is when Rov of people are Tameh. What's that based on? Well, there's a discussion exactly how it's based on, but it's a Rov of people that come to the Azara, or the in Azara. That was the Rov there. Again, but that's a discussion we're discussing Pesach. Sorry, I forgot to, there was a few more to do. From here, we'll pick it up. All right, Kol Tov.